This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hi, everybody. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy. And this is 51 First Dates, a podcast that is coming to you on a Friday. We love you.
Happy
Thank
Friday.
You for being patient.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Kimmy is traveling. Everything. I am a shit mess. It's been an intense couple weeks for both of us.
We should share, and then I hope you all understand that we do have to make money and educate ourselves. So.
Yes. Sorry. Longtime listeners will know I just started grad school and I'm like kind of just starting to work at the same time, which even though it's only been 2 days is just absolutely tanking me. I don't know how people do work and like go to medical school, which like people do. You know, I am not going to
they?
A school
oh,
that is that intense. Oh. Do they? Maybe you can't do that. But I feel like there's people who go to like get their degrees in nursing at night, like stuff
at
that
night,
you actually
yeah.
have to be like, you know, really, really on top of your shit for like very difficult degrees, which mine is most certainly not. But anyway, so it's been I've been a little bit of a little tiny baby crier disaster. And Kimmy has started a new job and has been off doing very cool work stuff.
Yeah, it's actually Liza, you're being too hard on yourself. You are not the problem here. I am the problem. But we are here and we wanted to get one in before the end of the week. And we love you. And this is going to be a special weird little bonus episode. We're just going to read Reddit chips. So this will be fun.
We found three absolutely absurd, fun Reddit chips, a few of which I think actually we need to like discuss and have opinions on because they're like strange situations. I love it. I continue to love the Reddit chips Twitter account. You should follow them at Reddit chips.
Yeah.
I just had to look.
Well, and they pull them from Reddit. So
yeah, you can also
really
go to the r/r/ relationships, I think is what it is. But
oh yeah, okay.
It's just Reddit chips curates them for you, which I really love and appreciate.
I do too.
So we're going to be reading some of those today. And business-wise, we will be back next week with a guest with a regular episode on Tuesday. And in the meantime, you can follow us at 51 First Dates Pod on Instagram, rate, subscribe, review, email us at 51firstdatespod@gmail.com, join our secret Facebook group. Anything else?
All of the things. I just want to plead with our lovely, lovely listeners to email us. I don't know. I feel that we want more dating detective stories and emails, and that could be selfish, but we love it. It's almost like, you know, it's better than a Reddit chip because it's not strangers on the internet. It's strangers on the airwaves, the audio
you're,
waves.
Not strangers. You're our AirPod friends.
You're our AirPod friends. Oh, speaking of AirPods, Liza, somehow in my East Coast travels, I just lost an AirPod. Like I opened my case and only one was in there, which makes absolutely no sense.
Okay,
anyway.
Did you know that on Find My iPhone, you can search for one AirPod? Just on the off chance it's in your bag or something. You can search for them individually, left and right.
Even if it's dead?
Yes. Because I didn't know this.
I'm so
I thought
excited.
I left one at my brother's house and I made my brother tear his house apart looking for a single AirPod and then it was under my mattress. It was between my mattress and the bed frame.
So, I noticed it on my flight home from New York like a few weeks ago. I had texted my brother who I was staying with. I don't think he tore his apartment apart. but I thought I could have lost it at the WeWork in Williamsburg that I had been working at. Okay, all right, okay, we'll see. Because what do you do with one AirPod?
I know.
Can you actually, If I steal someone else's one AirPod, can I connect it to mine?
I think you can buy another single AirPod, but it's like $70 or something. And it's like, you should just buy a new pair.
Such a dummy. I was under the impression I could only... Okay. Also, I'm back to the old school headphones. I don't hate them. It's just that you feel constrained by the wire. Anyway. Yeah. So interesting, for all of you. Sorry.
It happens. I'm happy to spread the word about Find My AirPods on the Find My iPhone thing and iCloud. Tell your friends. Anyway, should we start with a consumption corner?
We absolutely should. Liza, would you like to kick it off? Because I know you have something you're excited about.
I would love to. This is the first time in a while that I've been like, okay, I have something to recommend that I like, that's highbrow, that's also like entertaining, and it's not trash. I am watching this show called P-Valley on Stars, which I had to like jerry-rig to get this. But honestly, this show is like, you should buy it on Amazon. Like, it's a rare show where I'm like, figure it, like as much as you can, if you don't have a Stars login, like it's worth, I think it's worth spending a little money on.
I just love how you were like, fuck Stars, but buy it on Amazon. But no, I hear you.
Well, but you know, if you don't have a Stars login, I don't even know if you
have a Stars login.
I do. from Jeff's dad. Do. Sorry, Stars, don't come at me. But here's the thing. Okay, so it's called P-Valley, which stands for Pussy Valley, and it is based on a play by this playwright, Katori Hall, who I've seen her work in New York. She's an incredible playwright. She's like very much like esteemed in all ways, like, you know, nominated for Pulitzers, like potentially won a Pulitzer, very like fancy New York playwright. And she is adapting her own play into this series. And it's about this area in Mississippi. I think it's pronounced Chuckalisa, Mississippi, and it's an area with a ton of strip clubs, and they call it Pussy Valley. So it's all about these dancers, these exotic dancers, and it is just so goddamn well made and so captivating, and every performer is amazing, and every storyline is good, and it's like sexy, but it's like a mystery. Like the lead, like she is like, you know, has like kind of a secret identity. She just arrived. You don't know what she's been through. You get this like glimpses of like how she made her way here. It's just so goddamn good. And every episode of the first, there's only one season now. Every episode's directed by a woman, which is like very cool and rare. And it has made me deeply want to learn how to pole dance. It's like absolutely unbelievable what people who are good at this job can do with their bodies. It's so fucking good. I am like, I cannot believe it's not more buzzy. Like, I'm
it's
just like,
the
where
stars
is the buzz
problem? No, yeah. I don't know. I've heard people talk about it so much. I have not watched it. I think our dear friend Sarah Winter loves it.
Did
I'm
she?
Sure.
Okay. I haven't heard just anyone talk about this. One of my professors recommended it. And like, I hadn't even heard the name. And I was like, I mean, also, it's been a pandemic and I haven't been like out in the world chatting about media as much as I usually do. So it could have just been one of those things. But I'm like, come on, worlds. This is it's so good.
I will start it. I will start it soon. I'm like, I'm just into trash still, unfortunately.
No, I've been alternating between that and actually committing to finishing Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which is excellent. I mean, I had watched the first couple episodes when it was first airing, and then just kind of like it slipped my mind. And I know you're a stan, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this, and it's real good. And then also obviously Bachelor in Paradise, which we don't need to get into, but we've all had a lot of feelings about.
I just want to say, I believe on the last recording of this podcast, I was asked who my like F, Mary, kill. I think my Mary was Brendan, and wow, did that take really go down in flames. So
yeah,
oops.
And Joe's stock, grocery store Joe's stock has gone up in recent weeks. However, you telling me he was a Blue Lives Matter guy really did kill my boner.
Was it
for him.
True? I think it was true. Did
I didn't Google it?
It.
I took you okay. at your word. But
I
he
know,
also
I don't
like
always do that. But there's something there, some yeah. sort of that
him and also Riley, who is someone I've never gotten on board with. They really like went to town taking down these fuckboys in a way where I was like, yeah, like it's good. I'm all about Riley now, and I've never had like a Riley crush.
I'm embarrassed to say I know what you're talking about because I keep listening to the podcast, but I really haven't been watching. I haven't had time.
It's
I
a good season.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's a
Why
really,
do I
really...
like listening and not watching? Hey. It's so weird.
Well, it's because you also know who these people are. I mean, because you watch most of their regular seasons at least. Like, you're aware
sure.
of,
sure.
you know. So actually, you're probably cutting out, like, watching the show is somehow less exciting than following, like, the lives of these weird Instagram people. But it's been, I think it's been a good season.
Oh yeah. It seems like it's been the best season of any kind of Bachelor related.
Yeah. In a
series
while.
In a long time. Yeah.
It's good. And some good characters,
drama.
Some mm-hmm. good characters coming out of the woodwork, like Deandra and just like a couple of people who like did not get a ton of airtime in their seasons. And you're like, oh, you're incredible. Like can Deandra just be the next Bachelorette? But you know, anyway, what about you? I'm yammering about all my consumption.
No, I was going to say, I feel like the Bernie Sanders meme. Like, I am once again asking you to watch Potomac, to watch Salt Lake City. Salt Lake, I'm only saying now. That season, like, I feel like starts out so hot and then it stays good. But I'm curious to what you think. But this new season just aired. And, you know, episode one, they have a cold open of when Jen Shah gets arrested. They're shooting it. So, like, I'm so in. Potomac is just doing really well. Beverly Hills is, you know, only, you know, it's my first season watching it, but I'm just so fascinated by this real time, awful, you know, defense of this crime. Erica Jane, I don't want to bore people. This is going to become like when we talk about The Bachelor for 5 minutes, I have to shut up about Housewives. But I've got to say, I've been watching a lot of films lately, and all I want to watch is Housewives afterward. But I actually have one more that I started last night, kind of pre-bed, but it makes me feel nice in New York-y, and I may be a little bit biased in recommending this, but Only Murders in the Building, that Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez show.
Oh my God, I haven't watched it yet because Jeff continues to be like, I want to watch it with you. And our schedules are so skewed right now that we just haven't done it. And I think it's just about time to call it. I think I'm just going to watch it on my own. We're not going to align on that.
It's super watchable. It's Upper West Side based in this building that is going to be familiar to you, Liza. I feel like it just looks like those. It's probably based on one specific building. I know. I looked up where they shot it and the Bell Nord or something. I don't know. It's called something that sounds like the Ansonia, but it's not. It's like the Emporia or something. And I don't know. I just, the weird, like, that they want to be podcasters, it's just, like, really digestible, watchable. I think Martin Short and Steve Martin together will just never cease to make me so warm inside. So
it's so good. Yeah. Their whole friendship, their whole deal. That's, yeah, incredible.
Yeah. So one episode in, I just am like, this is like kind of campy and fun, and I like them.
That's
and Selena
perfect.
Gomez, I'm fine in that role. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like lightly murder related, which I have obviously a fan of the kind of crimey based things. Oh, speaking of which, I'll make one more recommendation. People aren't liking this, and I only watched the first episode, but it did not get like a lot of love. But I watched the first episode of Impeachment. American Crime Story Impeachment.
Oh.
I really fucking liked it a lot. And I feel like people are like, it's a letdown. Like, it's not, you know, it's not the best thing ever made. Like, it's definitely not as good as the OJ pilot, which was like an incredible hour of television. And that whole series is like masterful. But it's really fucking good. And it's like our childhood, just like even the clothes and stuff, you know, like everything is so like 90s stuff just will always get me in the like. There's a part of my brain that's just activated by seeing shoulder pads and, you know,
oh, yeah.
like fluffy hair and whatever. But it's also like a, you know, a much gentler retelling of like this 22-year-old woman who we just tore apart in the media for years. And, you know, a story that like needed to be retold. And obviously, like, you know, Sarah Paulson's a very good actor. Not a hot take, but. She's good. She's good at what she does.
I'm grateful to you, Liza, because I forgot that I could watch that already, and I would really like to. And, yeah, I also heard, like, loose whisperings that, oh, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. But I don't care. I want to watch it.
Yeah. And I think that, like, that the bar has been set so high for American Crime Story because the assassination of Gianni Versace was also really good. And I think people were maybe had high expectations. I went into it with low expectations because I had heard that, you know, the reviews were like, okay, not great. And yeah, you know, it's not like I said, not the most mind-blowing, but the story itself is so interesting and it's so permeated our brains when we were kids that I'm like, oh my God, I want to know way more about this than I do. Like the inner workings of how stuff happens.
Yeah, in terms of like gender issues, that may be the ultimate like example for me of looking back and be like, oh, I really saw things differently. Like totally. I didn't think it all the way through.
100%.
At all. Just in terms of gender stuff. Like
fully.
Yeah.
And just now thinking about how old she was. I mean, that was something. And like, it made me happy they cast Beanie Feldstein because she really looks very young. I mean, I don't think she's 26 or 27 or something, but she looks really young. And like, just a reminder of like, oh my God, yeah, she was in a college intern when they met.
You know, should have been impeached. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's insane. It just is.
I mean, that's so bad. Like, pre-me too. It's also, right? Yeah. Is that a bad take that he should have been impeached? Like, I agree with the Republicans, but they got him for lying. Whatever. Okay. It's just bad.
No one in power should have a sexual relationship with someone who is so far underneath them in the power structure. It's just impossible. Like, it's just, it's not, I don't know.
I can't believe there are interns at the White House. Like, college interns.
Can you imagine? Like...
Were you interning this summer? Oh, the White House.
There were a couple White House interns that, like, I didn't know, but I knew of at school, and they were very, very, they talked about it a lot. You know, it's like, well, you know, she's an intern at the White House. I was like, everyone knows that. Like, it wasn't even people, yeah. Anyway. Do we do some Reddit chips? I'm a little buzzed.
Do it.
While I'm yammering.
Let's do it.
Okay. Do you want me to read the first one?
I would love that, Liza. Thank you.
Great. Okay. So the subject line is, my ex turned up last night drunk. Tomorrow is his wedding day. Should I tell his soon-to-be wife? I'm fucking so obsessed with this one.
My God.
Not because it's good, because it's horrible. Okay. I was with my ex for 2 years. It was not the best relationship, and we broke up because I moved for uni and just didn't want to be with him anymore. It has been almost 5 years since we broke up, and I am engaged to be married with my fiance, who is my absolute soulmate. Yesterday evening at around 22 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Uni and 22, love it.
Yeah, exactly. He rang our doorbell drunk. His bachelor party was in the city I live in, and he came, quote unquote, to see me. When my fiance opened the door, my ex just started sobbing, saying that he couldn't believe he, my fiance, was real or some BS like that. We took him into the apartment because he didn't look dangerous and he just vocally vomited before he actually vomited in our bath. What I could gather is that he was still very hurt because of our breakup, that he thinks that we could have made it work and he regrets treating me badly. He then threw up again and called an Uber to his hotel. It was very surreal. He was fine. We fed him waffles. And C-I-F-F-E, I don't know what that is, to sober him up and told him to write us when he was in his hotel to make sure he didn't die or something. I love this woman. I was left with a weird feeling, almost dirty. I am thinking of contacting his soon-to-be wife, or should I call him to encourage him to tell that to his fiance, or should I not do anything and let this just be an anecdote for my future?
Okay,
and then there's an edit that says, thanks for all the feedback. It seems like Reddit is as split on this as I am, LOL. And then there is some
updates. Should we talk before the updates? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think? What would you do?
My first gut impulse instinct. What would I do? I'll say that after. My first instinct to her question is like, you should not do anything and let this be an anecdote. Yes, none of this is good. And yes, he's getting married. But also, people are really weird when they're drunk sometimes. You are definitely not getting back together with him. I don't know. What would I do? Oh, I don't know what I would do either. Sorry. Wow. Great podcasting
it's
I'm doing here.
It's really hard though. That's why I was like, we have to talk about this. I have no fucking idea what I would do.
yeah, my instinct is don't blow up everyone's life over like a drunken night where he was like, blah, I love. Oh, did he not even say I love you? Like, blah, I fucked up. Blah, that's your fiance. Like, he was just really drunk. Like,
yeah.
Not great. Not great. He probably doesn't want to get married, but I wouldn't say it's like he wants to be with you necessarily. He's just like looking to blow shit up in his life.
Yeah.
So I sort of feel like you getting yourself involved is honestly unnecessary for multiple reasons. For your own sanity. Oh, I'm acting like she wrote to us. Dear Reddit. Of course you feel weird. You shouldn't feel dirty because also all of this happened. The waffle making. The siffy. It all happened with your fiance there. Or your, yeah. Sorry, also fiance. Yes. So I don't think you should feel dirty. I think you should feel really grateful you didn't end up with him. I still didn't really say what I would do.
Agree. I mean, it's interesting. Also, I can't fucking find anything about siffy on the internet. It keeps asking me if I mean coffee. And I said, no, siffy. Coffee? Maybe. I bet was trying to say coffee and she just mistyped it. And we're like, oh, is that the British thing? Probably coffee. Waffles and coffee. Oh, God.
Definitely waffles and coffee. So you could, oh, my God.
Sounds great. Oh, my God. I'm an idiot. Siffy.
Me too.
Oh, good Lord. So, okay, here's what I'm thinking about. I totally agree with you, Kimmy. And also, like, okay, so here's my thought. I don't think, say you called her, you told her this. I don't think that her calling off her wedding on the day of her wedding is going to be less traumatic than her marriage taking the course that it needs to take. You know, like, this is the day before the wedding.
That's true. I forgot
like,
that. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think that that is going to do anything except ruin her wedding day and cause her intense pain. And there is a chance that their marriage will be totally fine. So I think, like, weighing the options, I would not reach out to her. I think it would do more harm than good. But I'm also, here's my question, and this maybe is easier for both of us to answer. Would you want to be told in this exact, if you were the soon-to-be wife?
I want to be told if my boyfriend is lightly flirtatious with a bartender, but I don't actually. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I need to know everything, but that's just not the reality. I feel like he had like an exorcism the night before his wedding where he just had to start throwing this stuff out there and puking as well. But would I want to know? Not the day of, because it's, but when would I want to know? I don't think I'd want to know because nothing happened. If this woman knew he had sex with another woman or like confessed his full love or wasn't drunk and saying something, I would want to know more. I just think weddings are, this is why weddings are stupid. Sorry, Eliza. I don't
know. Not at all.
I
completely agree with you.
In love, but it's so stressful. You have people coming, you have money on the line, I don't know, Eliza.
You've spent so much goddamn time. Like, that's the thing where I'm like, oh my God, I almost just would say, like, now that I'm planning this shit, like, let me actually enjoy my wedding day and then tell me the day after. Like, I know that's a crazy thought, but like, I cannot imagine, like, waking up your wedding day, finding that out, and then being like, okay, do I tell everyone I've ever met to go home? This is canceled day of? Or do I go through this day in hell? That's why I'm like, I'd rather know a week after. Tell me a week after, you know? But I could be very wrong about that impulse. I think overall, like, you're probably right, which is that getting married does, I think, freak people out a lot of the time. Probably shouldn't be getting married if it freaks you out, but what are you gonna do? But I feel like it does, you do have a moment of like, oh my God, like, I have to go back through my past and like rethink everything. And, you know, like, it can shake loose some like crazy bullshit, especially like in men who often don't deal with their feelings healthily at the time. I'm generalizing, of course, many men do that, but I would say just stay out of it. Mm-hmm. If she asks you anything later, just tell the truth and say, I'm sorry, I really grappled with whether or not to tell you, but I didn't want to ruin your wedding day and I just thought he was drunk or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Friends, Liza as well, my battery's just died. So you'll be hearing me on Zoom now, Zoom recording, or maybe the whole time on Zoom recording. Sorry.
It happens. It's not a big deal.
All right.
Should we read the update?
I'm with you though.
Okay.
Yeah, the update. I'm so excited. I haven't read it yet.
Okay, ready? Okay. Tiny update. I decided that contacting the bride was the wrong move because we are not friends. However, I sent his sister, an old friend of mine, a message basically saying to talk to her brother because he appeared at my door drunk and distressed and to make sure he was okay. She thanked me for the message and apologized profusely because my ex had been apparently acting a fool for a few weeks now leading up to his wedding. She asked me if I was okay and if her brother had gone back to the hotel room because they couldn't find him. I told her he had Ubered home and had written us that he had arrived in his room at around 11:30 p.m. She thanked me again, and I haven't heard from her since. Oh my God.
See, that's crazy. It's almost like the lesson of all dating. Like, not that this woman who wrote was dating him, it's her ex, but like, it wasn't actually about her. It was about him and him not wanting to get married. And it wasn't even about his wife. It's clearly this guy is looking to blow some stuff up for whatever reason that is. Don't you think, Liza?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'm looking at the first thing again. I actually don't think this was the day before his wedding. I think I made that up.
Hey, no, look at the headline. Tomorrow is his wedding day.
Oh, okay, right. okay.
You're great. Right.
That's good. I'm like, I put a lot of stuff into that context. Yeah, so then the next day, he doesn't fucking show up. They can't find him on his wedding day. Yeah, like, you're the least of this bride's problems. If he's been acting crazy, you know, all this shit all this time, yeah.
Can I also say something about the other part of the update where it says, where she's just responding to the commenters? Yes. She has to say, just because this kept coming up, my main goal with telling her is not for them to break up. I don't want that. And that's not why I would want to tell her. The reason for me telling her is solely that I would want to know if I was her, nothing else. It's not about me bragging about him not being over me. That's not something I care about and wonder how some of you twisted it into that. Are people okay? Are men okay? But maybe some women. No, women are this bad on the internet. Are we okay?
It's She's because not so ragging. Many people, yeah, not at all. So this doesn't come across. She says, like, I'm with my fiance. I'm very happy. Like, this is not, yeah. People think that, like, this, I feel like this happens a lot with men where they, like, assume that, like, women aren't over them in a way where I'm like, how do you think this?
Yeah.
It's anyway.
That's why,
I don't know.
Gosh, the amount of. Yeah. Sorry. I just get angry when I think about men who I'm sure are still like, oh, yeah, she probably still cares about me.
Yeah. No. Although I've also done that totally where I've met someone, I'm like, how are you? And they're like, I'm paraphrasing, but I have been told to people that I'm being too gentle with that they're over me. That's happened twice where I've been like, sorry, is it too much that I'm here? And they're like, no, I literally don't care. Again, paraphrase. Like, I clearly think I'm
they're lying. They're lying. They're lying to you.
The biggest fucking. No, of course not. It's like, I am like, it was both times when there had been like words exchanged, you know, after the breakup and like not great interactions at parties and stuff. And then, you know,
I
got a big head.
I know. You know. Getting a big head. I love it. We need some confidence up in this world.
No,
I don't think anyone is at 1% brokenhearted by me or missing me in this world right now. I just realized that.
I mean, fucking same in a big way. No one gives. Nobody.
Year of our Lord 2021. Nobody is still thinking about me. And so,
I mean,
cool.
I am so sure that no one is. I am not the one who got away for anyone. So that's a good thing.
Maybe they think about us once in a blue moon. Like, I don't pine for anyone or feel one that got away as I've, like, grown up and, to your point, gone to therapy and reevaluated what I'm really looking for. It's not someone who's going to be a normal non-committal that I, you know, blow up into something else. Anyway, but I feel like, you know, you still, like, check up on people. I wonder if anyone checks up on me. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll let my head and my ego be inflated by
that. I bet they do. I mean, everyone
does. I don't know
what
it would be. If you're out there, if you're still listening to this podcast,
send Kimmy a DM. Just let her know. Yeah.
It's going to be zero. Cool.
Okay. Zero who will admit it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you want to read the next one?
I shall. Okay. Girlfriend 26F is mad because I, 27M, was on Tinder, but she's got it all wrong. So basically my girlfriend caught me on Tinder, and I know that sounds bad, but it's all a big misunderstanding. Let me explain. Okay. I'm a UI developer. The company I work for designs mobile apps for other companies, and we were put on this project the other day. It's a big deal, and as such, I wanted to make sure that the end product was executed flawlessly. I decided to do some research in my off time and made a point to download and examine the UI of every app that I could. I wanted to see what worked and what didn't. Social network apps, news apps, banking apps, you name it. I studied them all, and stupidly, dating apps. My girlfriend was using my phone the other day when she noticed I had downloaded Tinder. She immediately started freaking out. When I finally had the chance to explain that it was for work, she calmed down a bit, but then she opened the app and immediately started crying because I stupidly had made a profile. I explained to her that having an account was a key component of the app as we were contracted to develop. So, of course, I had to make a profile in order to fully evaluate the user mechanics. It was no different than the accounts I made for YouTube and Bank of America. She trusts me and knows that I'm serious about my work, so she accepted this explanation until she saw that I stupidly had matched with some women.
To her,
it looked bad, but that I was truly trying to evaluate its functionality, and my interest in it was strictly professional because if this project goes right, the bonus I could get could change our lives. I wanted to get every perspective I could. At this point, I realized we were barreling toward the cliff and tried to avert disaster by explaining to her that before she opens my inbox, she should know. I'm sorry, I didn't read this in advance. She should know that a chat component is a huge part of the upcoming project. And that she can also check my messages to Facebook friends and DoorDash delivery drivers because I was just as friendly to them. The lady doth protest too much. Okay.
Oh my God.
She wasn't having it at this point and stormed out of my apartment. Fuck yeah, girl. I get that it looks bad. I realize now that I should have left out the dating apps from my research. But sometimes I take work too seriously for my own good. I'm sorry, I cannot. Is this salvageable? Or do you think if I showed her this post, she would understand? No, absolutely not. Or
dude, that's why he's writing this post. He's a fucking liar.
Liar. Edit. I guess it would be relevant to mention she has trust issues from a previous relationship. Irrelevant. You went on a dating app and you messaged girls. TLDR, downloaded Tinder for professional purposes, but girlfriend doesn't trust me. Look how he still puts it on her. Liza, sorry.
I don't even know that there's anything to say. This is fucking absurd. Like, I have had dating apps on my profile since I've been dating Jeff for this podcast. I've had your apps and whatever. And every time I've downloaded them, I've been like, hey, I'm downloading Tinder. This is Kimmy's profile. You can look. Like, just as a heads up, because, like, it's respectful. And that, like, it's just not that hard. This, you know what this reads like? This almost reads like a children's book. You know, when it's like it keeps getting worse, it's like, and then the caterpillar ate 20 leaves and then he ate 100 leaves or whatever. Like, it's like, dude, fucking, you're obviously lying. You're writing this post so that your girlfriend, so that you can show your girlfriend and be like, look, babe, like, I'm so torn up. I put up on Reddit. Like, fuck you. Fuck you.
It's like also when you call in sick to something and you're not actually sick and you give this big long backstory and it's like,
oh my God,
now
and you're
like
this and that and I got a COVID test and now this and that. Like, do less.
Do less. Absolutely, Liza. I cannot believe, you know, he got me at first, just at first, because he was like, I had downloaded Tinder and I got to explain it was for work. At first I was like, sure. You know,
I could
fine.
See that. I've done it.
Yeah, you've done it. But you can download other profiles. And then, yeah, you're right. It does. It reads like fake. Oh my gosh.
Or you
his
make
name,
a fake
Cold
profile.
Brew Connoisseur. It's Connoisseur.
Oh,
is
God.
Oh, no. We know exactly who this man is.
That is horrendous. Horrendous. Like,
Yeah, let's see what the reactions are here. Sorry. Mainly the same as ours.
LOL.
Slander me as a man, but please don't slander me as a developer. It needs to be made into the list of inside jokes we have, because that's so funny. He's commenting, I admit I didn't tell her at the beginning because I harmlessly wanted to see if I could still get matches. Okay. Okay. So he starts okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
That's insane. That's insane. And also, like, it's not cheating, but it's like, it's akin to cheating. It's like this thing of like, well, I just wanted to see, you know, it's like.
You're right, Liza, because even if he just wanted to see, he's lying to you about it. So yeah. He now has admitted that on, you know, Reddit or Twitter.
It's the same as flirting with someone heavily at a bar. It's a, you know, you're basically going out to see if you can get attention from the opposite sex. And like, that's not cool. You know, like, I wonder if I could fucking get matches on a dating app because I've, like,
I could not.
It's
anymore.
Been a while, and but, like, I would never, like, that is an intellectual curiosity only.
Yeah. The fact that there's no real sadness about this and instead this post, I mean, cold brew connoisseur, I wish you the worst.
You're cold a turd.
Brew. You're a turd. You're the turd that comes out of the booty after a cold brew.
You're a stinky post-cold brew pee.
Yeah. Oh, it's even honestly worse than the turd, because the turd's usually like, thank God that happened. Okay. Well, TMI, I'm so sorry. Getting silly.
Not at all. Everyone has experienced it. Should we do the last one? This is another. Yes. This one is similarly, like, the first one I wanted us to read because I knew it would be like, okay, we need to conversate on this. Like, this is like a confusing situation, and I genuinely needed to know what you thought about it. This one is similar to the last one, is just fucking funny, I think. Okay, here we go. My 31 male fiance / girlfriend, 28 female, is upset that I proposed with an NFT instead of a ring. What can I do about this? For this post, my fiance will be Jenna, fake name. I'm 31, Jenna's 28. Jenna and I have been together for 4 years. We have discussed marriage and agreed we would both be interested in the right situation financially. Jenna has recently been mad at me as I lost a significant portion of my half of our savings in Dogecoin. I did make half of it back with stock market options, but then lost some more, and she wanted me to quit, so I did. Jenna does not have an investing mind, neither do you, and is more interested in saving your money in a checking account and then buying a house or something, but I want to show her how we can multiply our money with investing. That's not how you make money investing.
No.
Oh, God, this is horrible. The fact that he's saying, I should read this before I start fucking shitting on him. Here we go. Well, things were going okay, and then I found something that made my jaw drop. It was an NFT with significance to our life that she would love. I rushed to buy it with almost my entire life savings because I know this is a good one that could be worth $1 million when we're older. I got down on one knee and presented her the NFT, and she started crying. She said I was TA and that how could I do this? I don't know what that is.
This is TA. We're too old to know what that means.
I know. I have no idea what that is. I explained to her that in 10 years, we could buy a mansion with this, and it's a symbol of my love and devotion, but she sees it as selfish and foolish. I don't want to sell the NFT because it's once in a lifetime, and I don't want to leave her. What else can I do?
She's going to leave you. You don't want to leave her? Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, I can't with these, Liza. I'm really worried about...
People, men are wrong. The fact that he says she does not have an investing mind is so fucking hilarious and sexist because you've lost all of your money in worthless assets. Like,
his TLDR too is my GF doesn't like investing and was mad I lost a significant amount of money in crypto. I bought her an NFT for our engagement instead of a ring and she's not saying yes and is mad. What do I do? You're rejected. You are rejected, and you lost your money because you were bad at investing. Like,
also, that's not loser. Investing; it's gambling. Like, it's not. It don't fucking right, buy crypto right. And think you're gonna make your money back. Like, a few people will, but like,
yes, but you can't. You have to put in. Yeah, I mean, I'm up right now on my Ethereum and my Bitcoin, but Bitcoin.
But like, I actually don't have all of your life savings in Bitcoin.
No, I did it. Yeah, and I regret doing it, and it's even a tiny, tiny amount. Wow, it's just I feel like we can zoom out on this though and just be like, this is the exact person you don't want to be with. Like both of these past, like Joe Rogan and Elon Musk have ruined men for this country because these, I mean, we're both, you're dating a truly person who works in tech. I'm dating someone who sells tech. Like we, they're not all like this, but like, let this be a lesson. Maybe don't go after someone who's a big fan of Elon Musk because I can't with this. Like, why do you think you're so intelligent? Your girlfriend is clearly so intelligent.
Like, compared truly, to you. It just, oh, I think my AirPods just disconnected. Sorry.
Oh,
there's like a very strange noise in my apartment.
Oh.
There's a weird noise in my room. And then so weird.
Liza, if I see something come from the door behind you, like we're in the, you know, like
the, horrible.
Like, yeah. I mean, so clearly we, you know, with all of our tech issues today, you know, this man would tell us that we are bad at tech. But I can't.
It's horrible.
I can't. It's so selfish to buy an NFT you thought is cool that you know your girlfriend wouldn't like. It's like
that you think you're going to sell for $1 million in 10 years. Like, I thought I was going to retire off my Beanie Babies when I was in fourth grade, too.
I know.
I'm still working.
I know. And just the fact that it's all about him, it's all about him. Like, seriously, if you are feeling bummed, which you shouldn't, but if you happen to be feeling bummed because you're like, my friends are getting married or I'm single or this, literally look at this. You could have this if you wanted it, but you're smart enough to not want this. Correct. There are women too. There are they're just shitty, dumb people out there. Yeah. Sorry. And you are not with them. So that's great. That's great news.
Yeah. Find yourself someone who like cares what you think. It's such a fucking low bar. But like,
they know you want a ring and not a digital piece of art. That's what they at least know baseline when they commit their life to you. Oh my God.
Good Lord.
Okay. Well,
this has been quite a Reddit chip session.
They're fun. I mean, tell us if you hate them, but it's juicy. Like, love you all. And please do email us your actual, you know, reasonable questions and situations for us to kind of chat about. I was gonna say give advice on, but like, let's be real, chat about. But these are just so juicy. Like, I'm very glad they're not happening to anyone listening to this podcast directly, but they're fun to read.
And it's just, I think your perspective is exactly right. Like, just remember when you're feeling sad about being single, being in a bad relationship is way worse than being single. We've both been there. We can tell you firsthand.
Yep.
It's worse.
Oh yeah.
And on that note, we love you guys. Thanks for listening to our special mini Friday mini-sode of bonusness. We will be back on Tuesday with a regular episode, with an interview with a guest. And we love you, and go on a date.
But don't go on a date with a crypto nerd, please.
All right.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.